This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. From the most pro-life state to the most pro-abortion state in the U.S., the American Life League has again ranked states by the protections they offer women and children before birth. Oklahoma ranked as the most pro-life state, followed by other central states from Louisiana and Texas up through Kansas to North Dakota. The most pro-abortion states were on the West Coast and in the Northeast. The number one abortion state, Washington. Iowa Republican Representative Steve King left his State of the Union gallery seat open for the $57 million lost to abortion. He says the first tears shed by the president in 7 years were for 26 children and staff shot in Connecticut. King says Mr. Obama's inauguration launched a worldwide acceleration of abortion and 9 million U.S. abortions. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. The Catholic Archbishop of Washington, Donald Cardinal Wuerl, is linking American violence among younger generations to abortion. Wuerl says abortion leads to disrespect for human life, as young people who grew up after the devastating Roe abortion decision have been, as the Archbishop says, taught since they were infants that it's all right to kill. Archbishop Cardinal Wuerl will address the D.C. March for Life. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.